Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Hope this beat got your head nodding. It's not your head Wednesday. You checking for hip-hop or checking for R&B? Not your head Wednesday, got the fix you need. No matter the genre, they play the latest and the greatest display. Showing love to all the independents. Middle finger to industry, declaring independence. Word to the prodigal son, logical one. Bringing dope in the views, honest reviews. Honestly and Amber, always keep the fellas tone. Helping us understand a real woman's point of view. Word to the people for intelligent rhetoric. They keep us in the loop of what's current in the news. Wednesdays at 7, tune in and relax. If you ain't in the crib, tune from the app. Six, stay locked on the Wednesday night. Set up boards L1, it's time to go live.
Started at the bottom, now we on top. Haters act foul, but I can see him on the flop. Got the means, got the guap, got the loop, got the watch. So much cheddar in my pocket, got my jeans about to pop. Battling all day, dog, the flow don't stop. Logical One, airwaves don't lock. We lead a competition sitting in the grave plot. And if you disagree, we'll leave you in the same spot, fool.
We've bought long time. In come the thing called we've bought long time. In come the thing called we've bought long time. Some boy finna know some man, but. We've bought long time. Some boy just bad today. Take up badness when badness don't give way. We've bought long time. Some bad like weeks, no day. We no afraid of cause of face, boy, just go away. We've bought long time. Some boy just bad today. Take up badness when badness don't give way. We've bought long time. Some bad like weeks, no day. Cut up face, boy, dry up and blow away. Some boy say that them have their place locked. The only place in Lacadong I miss my teacher. To him of a one key if he pull a rusty padlock. And I want sharp wear cocaine man give him a chop. Had them missy trimble when them sick up. Here ambulance arena run, fuck him to a drop. Gamas works with all one pop. I see him place police catch him, so road him nasty back. We bad long time, some boy just bad today. Take up badness when badness don't give way. We bad long time, some bad like we no day. We no afraid of cause of face, boy just go away. We bad long time, some boy just bad today. Take up badness when badness don't give way. We bad long time, some bad like we no day. Cause of face, boy dry up and blow away. Some boy must feel say badness is a game. Put plan in and waste about him, I gonna stick up me chain. Him don't even lift his feet. Shame. Police will stop up, don't ask questions, take out his brain. Some boys say them bad, but them thief and lame. All them do a run call, extortion campaign. They no trouble set up like rain. Now we lose him 10 finger, them two him go thief and cane.
We bad long time, some boy just bad today. Take up badness when badness don't give way. We bad long time, some bad like we no day. We no afraid of cause of face, boy just go away. We bad long time, some boy just bad today. Take up badness when badness don't give way. We bad long time, some bad life with no day. Cut up face, boy, dry up and blow away. How me hear say that them mad dan pan road. And a fish out of the mouth when them see man pan road. Them badness cheaper than Kelly and pan road. Them can't even come out when them ear pan road.
A TG me come from
what's the can pan road. And that me see them use rap the buckle man pan road. What they want all man back down man pan road. When you see them tell them don't sing me road.
We bad long time, some boy just bad today. Take up badness when badness don't give way. We bad long time, some bad like we no day. We no afraid of cause of face, boy just go away. We bad long time, some boy just bad today. Take up badness when badness don't give way. We bad long time, some bad like we no day. Cut up face, boy, dry up and blow away.
Lord have mercy. Come again, Rude Boy.
Yo, what's up? This your boy, Brock Gunny Sampson, man, a.k.a. Logical One. Yo, we back in the building. Yo, I've been gone for a couple of weeks, so we've been playing reruns. I see my girl Red is in the scene. What's going on, baby girl? How you doing?
Man, I have a cold, so right now I'm seeing little pink dragons and...
sipping on syrup over there, huh?
Boy, I'm trying to kill it.
Yeah, I think y'all, I was sick last week, man. My allergies
were
kicking my ass. Oh, man, you just don't believe. What's going on with that reggae joint right there, man? There's a purpose behind that, man. It's called Bad Long Time, man. If you ever seen the movie Shotters, man, that was one of the songs they was playing in the movie. Shotters was a movie based on these Jamaican drug dealers, man, and Wyclef was in it. A couple other people was in it, you know, a lot of reggae celebrities, whatever. But it's not so much about the drug dealers, man, but we're talking about bad niggas, man. And I'll get to that a little bit later. But, yeah, you know, I've been MIA, Red been MIA. You know, we celebrated the holiday, came back, went back to work. We're back here. We're doing our thing. Like I say, Red was sick. I'm sick. Well, I was sick last week, man. Like I say, my allergies was kicking my ass. You know, I had a few personal things coming up and took some time away. But we're back. And we doing our thing. And first thing I want to touch on, I kind of missed it last week to talk about it. Like I said, I try not to jump the gun on my political soapbox, but, you know, the Republicans had that little convention and pretty much got up there and said a whole bunch of unsavory shit, bunch of lies, bullshit, or whatever. You know what? I ain't even going to throw darts at them. I'm just going to say they said a whole bunch of unsavory shit that was fact-checked. And, like I say, y'all motherfuckers don't get out there and vote, man. It's your own fucking fault, man. Like I say, let me put a PSA out there, too. I tend to swear a lot. And, you know, people think I'm ignorant for it, but I really don't give a damn because I just feel that way sometimes. I talk. I do get my point across. I am somewhat intelligent. No, but on real talk, man, I mean, sometimes I get emotional and I do cuss, swear, whatever, but that's what I do. Red does it sometimes, you know, but she doesn't do as much as I do. So, but that's how I get down. If you don't like it, well, I'm sorry for you. You got to fucking deal with it. If not, there are other channels on Blog Talk Radio. If you don't want to listen to this one on Wednesday, get your ass on. But right now, this is what it is. This is where we are. And anyway, back to what I was saying. Yeah, you know, the Republicans had their little convention last week, and they got up there, you know, saying a whole bunch of unsavory shit. We got the DNC convention, the Democratic National Convention on this week. And one thing I want to say, I don't give a fuck. Michelle Obama has got it going on. If you got the Democratic Convention news on, she looks good. She got her arms out. Fuck you white chicks out there that was pissed off. So, let me change that. White racist chicks that was pissed off because she got her arms out there. She looks better than any fucking presidential first lady ever. And I don't give
a fuck. Mad because she had her arms out?
Yeah, when they first got into office, you know, Michelle used to wear a lot of outfits where her arms were showing. And, you know, a lot of the presidential first ladies that were out there, you know, had them old batwing flabby arms and shit. And, you know, they was hating and shit, you know, for no reason or anything. And like I say, the truth of the matter is black don't crack. I'm telling you right now, there's a lot of old, ugly-ass black women out there that look hella good. If I'm a racist for saying that shit, so what? It's the fucking truth. We look good. We are people of the sun. Y'all are people of the cold. We look good, damn it. And Michelle Obama looks good. And I don't care. Hate me now. Whatever. She looked good. She got up there. She didn't name drop Romney. She got up there and she spoke from the heart, teleprompter, whatever. The speech she put out there was damn good. And she said that shit from the heart. And any of you stupid motherfuckers that don't get out there and vote, whatever comes, come November 4th, whatever comes after that, it's your own fucking fault because I'm getting out there. There's an app on iPhone that helps you beat the voter ID registration stuff that they're doing to keep you people from voting. Get that app. It's on iPhone. Look it up. You got Google. Look it up. Get that app on your phone. It will help you if you go on the vote because they're trying to deter people of color, people, minorities from voting. They know if Obama gets back in, I don't care what you feel that man didn't do. I don't care what you feel that man didn't say. I don't care if you didn't get the pit bull in your 40. Get out there and vote, man, for real, because anything that happens, like I said in previous telecasts before, anything that happens, man, it's your own fucking fault. If they take away your link, it's your fault. If they take away your stamps, it's your fault. If they take away your Section 8, it's your fault. Even though you ain't supposed to be on that shit, get your lazy ass out and go find a job. If they take away all the benefits that help majority of them, but help us. If they take away all the benefits that help us to just get ahead, because we don't know nothing about no recession. We get ahead anyway. But if they take away that shit, it's your fault.
Mm-hmm.
And that's real talk. You can take it for whatever it is, man. If you get out there and you're sitting your lazy ass at home with your mouth poked out, oh, man, fuck that, I ain't fuck that. Then whatever happens, whatever repercussions come of it, it's your fault. Because you should have got your ass up there and voted. Period. No questions. So on that note, I'm going to leave that on. Man, we got my man, well, allegedly we got my man DJ Butter Rock, a.k.a. Jersey City Nice. He's a mixtape DJ and official DJ of the Drum Squad DJs, Coast to Coast mixtape DJs, Slip and Slide DJs, Fleek DJs, man. I'm assuming this cat is hailing from Florida. But he's going to be on here tonight, man. My man started his career by throwing parties and you know, in his project, better known as the Duncan Jersey City. See, I ain't even reading the damn thing right. But anyway, yeah, my man from, you know, Jersey City, New Jersey. And he's worked with a lot of cats in the, you know, man, Puffy, Snoop Dogg, Young Money, Lil Wayne, Young Capone. A lot of cats, man, this dude to work with, man. And he'll be on here tonight. So we're looking for him to call in, and we'll, you know, chop it up with him. I'm trying to get my man Michael Jai White to get on here, man. Yeah, that's my man. That's a cold heart brother right there, man. If you don't know who Michael Jai White is, if you ever watch Cartoon Network, or if you ever seen Black Dynamite, if you've ever seen Mike Tyson, the Mike Tyson movie where he played young Mike Tyson in the Mike Tyson movie, that's a big brother, man. He's working out, man. A lot of sisters like him and stuff like that. Trying to get that cat on the air, man. If you're out of Chicago, I don't know who this number is, man. Let me see who this is. Hold on one second. Najee Head Radio. Who's calling?
What's poppin'? It's DJ Butterfly. What's poppin'?
Oh, what's up, man? You already on the go. We was just talking about you, man, and it was all good, man. What's going on, man?
Yeah, I'm here drinking and smoking, baby. Waiting on y'all.
Okay, well, we doing the damn thing, man. We was just getting into our little commentary, man, talking about rock the vote. Do what you got to do, man. Get out there and vote and tell the cash, man. If you don't get your black asses out there and vote, it's your own fault.
I agree.
Whatever fucking happens November 4th, it's your fault. That's all I got to say on that, man. What you feel, man? What's going on, man? Give us a little info about you, man.
Yo, man, I'm the number one mixtape DJ. If y'all know who the hell I am, that shit, Google my damn name, DJ Butterrock, and that's DJ Butterrock. It's doing a lot of big shit right now, man. I got my beautiful PR, Miss Slim, out there working for me, you know, working hard out there and, doing the business shit. Drum Squad DJs, Fleet DJs, Coast to Coast DJs, Slip and Slide DJs, Core DJs, On the Grind DJs. I'm down with like 25 DJ crews, Nerve DJs. You know, I hear working. Got the Drummer Boy project coming out. You know, we got that. We got the T.I. project coming out. I've got there with Grand Hustle and T.I., Grand Hustle Takeover. Comes out the 20th of September. You know, I got this shit I did with Warren G coming out this month. You know, Tone Trump. We got a whole bunch of big shit coming out. So, you know, I got Killer Be Kill drop September 11th, 100% freestyle mixtape. Got Hell on there. Got Punglefoot, Underground Artist, Knowledge, Raw Stashes. We over here working right now.
So, you putting it in, man. I'm listening to all the tapes that's getting ready to come out, man. I hope you're going to send one our way, man, so we can, you know, get a little taste, man.
Definitely. Well, I'm going to have my PR send y'all the link to my Coast to Coast page. Got mad mixtapes on there. You know, a lot of cats be saying they doing shit, and you can't Google search their ass. So, you know, you can't back up their history and shit. You know, I've been doing this shit 20 years plus. You know, fucking with the legendary DJ Red Alert, Mr. Magic, you know, rest in peace, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. Fucking with the I came up with the legendary DJs, the one when DJing was really art of DJing. That's where I came from. And
look, before Serato, right?
Yeah. No, I don't. You know what, y'all? I don't even fucking use Serato. I don't. And I'm not gonna. I'd be getting an argument with a lot of my DJ friends. I don't use it. I use CDJs. I use Technic 1200. I still use vinyl. I don't really. You know, it depends on the situation.
Hey.
If I'm doing. Yeah, I mean, it depends on the situation. Like, I'm doing underground artist shit. I got my CDJs, but I stay away from the Serato for a couple of reasons. Now, for one, I don't want to be on the computer unless I have to. For two,
right.
I think it makes a motherfucker lazy. Cause I'm from the era when you out there DJing, you sweating, you busting your ass. Cause if you in a motherfucking club and they just paid you $2,500 or $1,500. Your black ass got a motherfucking computer there, and all you gotta do is press the shit to go to your crate. I think that ain't to me. I'm not knocking my niggas that's DJing like that. I just think that's lazy, and I get in an argument with all my DJ friends, but I think it's fucking lazy. Bring your motherfucking crates, bring your CDs, nigga, bring your shit, and then do your thing. Cause I'm beyond when I be DJing, people be watching me sweat like, yo, dude, damn, you working out? Yo, you paid me to work.
I agree with you 100%, man. I actually, all bullshit aside, I actually made the transition to Serato, man. Only reason I went to Serato, wait, hold on. Only reason I went to Serato, I went to the pawn shop one day, man. Somebody had an SLR sitting there, man, $150. Somebody was thirsty for some cash. They sold that shit. And I was like, you know what? If I'm going to do it, I'm going to get this SLR. And I went and bought the shit. I went and bought it, got the little vinyl records and everything. I had a laptop laying around here. I was like, fuck that. I'm going to go out and get it, man. You know how much that thing cost in the store? Like $600.
Yeah.
$600. So
every time I get an argument over it, every time I get an argument with a Serato now, this is my debate of that shit. Everybody,
uh-oh.
It depends on what you're doing. Now, you know, it depends on what you're doing with the Serato, because you could use Serato for more than just DJing. A lot of people don't know that. You could use it and make your shit a little more easier if you're an engineer, whatever case, whatever you're doing. So, I mean,
right.
I say you could use it just to abuse that shit.
Well, you know what? I'm going to give some of these cats some credit on Serato, because I was hardcore on them like you. But one of the things I will respect, like I seen Biz DJing with that shit, man. Biz used to be a vinyl carrier. If your ass ain't never carried no vinyl and hauled them crates, you ain't got no business fucking with Serato. That's how I feel about it.
I agree.
I see a lot of cats using them controllers and everything. I saw Jazzy Jeff using the controllers and everything, right? He using the dice, the little dice joint. But I ain't shitting on Jazzy because I know Jazzy, the same shit he doing with Serato, he can do that shit with real vinyl. So I ain't tripping on him, man. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of these cash, man, they come in, they undercut the hard-working DJs that get out there and do it and come up in there, and, you know, they got the controller, they got the crates already set up, you know, playing the same material that they played the other night, and they, you know, ain't mixing it up and everything. Although it is an ease where you ain't got to bring them crates. I, like I said, I feel if you ain't never carried no crates, if you ain't never went out and really bought no vinyl, and I mean, if I say bought, when vinyl was like $4.99, well, where I'm from, it was $4.99. It jumped up to $6.99. Your ass ain't went and bought no vinyl. You ain't got no business out here, you know, with no Serato, man.
And I definitely respect that, brother, from you. And I think that should only go for the niggas that didn't work. I definitely agree with you on that. If you ain't carrying no fucking crates, you ain't really use that damn Technic 1200. You didn't put in the work. Your black ass shouldn't be using no Serato. I think it should be for people that, you know, that really know how to do one, you know how to do it both ways.
Yeah. You know, and a lot of DJs, like I said, you know, it hurt me, man, because, you know, like I said, I've been DJing for a while. Red, no, I used to DJ at my college in the beginning. And, you know, it was like,
hell,
man, I just was like, man, y'all niggas cheating, man. You are straight cheap. You know, that laptop go out on you, then what?
You know what I'm saying?
So, I mean, you know, oh, man, get you a Mac. Okay, that it still has the potential to go out. Y'all like to sit with drinks by your turntables, man, by your shit. Then what? I'm for real. I've seen that happen. You know, cats had drinks by their shit, and then somebody broke the table. Somebody over.
You know? Yeah, you're right. You're right about that.
you know. But nah, man, yeah, I see you out there doing your hustle and flow thing, man. You out there putting out tapes, man. And you've been in the business, what, since the 90s, right?
Yeah, I started DJing professionally in 95 professionally when I was getting a check. But I really started in 87, actually. I started, like, DJing. I'm from Jersey City, so all my Jersey City cats stand up. I started in Duncan Projects in Jersey City, and we used to do a lot of block parties. It was me and DJ Wimpy B. If anybody look up Wimpy B, it was me, DJ Wimpy B, DJ Flash. We used to do all the project parties, the community center, the block parties. That's how I started. And my father started working with, when he was DJing with Red Alert. So, I used to go to the city with him and, you know, used to watch Red spin. You know, I was with my father, so I went Latin Quarters, Union Square, the tunnel, shit like that back in the day. So I watched my father spin, and that made me want to do what he did. So when I got out of the early, a little older, I started doing my shit in the project. Sold tapes. When it was cassette tapes, $10 for a fucking cassette tape. When mixtapes was out, like, really, really popping on tapes. Had the privilege to work with Ron G, the legendary DJ Ron G, from out there in New York. He was doing his shit, him and DJ SNS. So I met a lot of real DJs in his game. So see where it's going now, you know, I don't want to get back on the Serato thing, but it's the same thing with the DJing shit, because everybody want to, you know, hide behind the computer and really ain't no fucking DJ. I'm like, yo, hold on now. I'm not knocking the ones that say they do it, but where your history at? You just can't wake up, I'm a DJ. No, motherfucker. What did you do? How did you start? Where you check at? Well, at the end of the day, I take my hat off to a person that hustle. Because you can wake up and DJ for about a year, and if you hustling, people might respect that grind if you just started a year ago, but you really putting in work. So I take my hat off to people that actually putting in work. As far as me, yeah, man, so I got a whole bunch of major tapes coming. Started from the ground up, man, and, you know, anything you do, if you don't be persistent, that shit, you know, you got to start over.
Yeah, you're right. Uh-huh. You're right about that. You're right about that. For those who don't know, man, he keeps mentioning a DJ by the name of Red Alert. Red Alert is a very, very plug-in individual, man. This cat he's one of the forefathers of DJing. He's one of the forefathers of hip-hop, man. If you don't know who Red Alert is, kill yourself and Google yourself when you come back and go check that out, man. Red Alert has been around a long, long time, man. Jungle Brothers, he's been around. That's all I'm going to say.
If they ain't familiar with Papa Red Alert, then they don't. If you're a DJ and you listen to my brother in the show tonight, you don't know who the hell DJ Red Alert is. Like you said, shoot yourself. Kill yourself right now. If you don't know who DJ Red Alert is, if you don't know who DJ Molly Marl is, I think you guys, if you don't know who them two people is by this name, you guys don't know hip-hop. Because without them two people right there, well, living up north, we have to, if you're a DJ, you have to look up from the DJ Red Alerts to rest in peace DJ Scott LaRock, DJ real DJs, DJ Flash, DJ Funmaster Flex, DJ Kid Capri. So everybody know the Flex and the Kid Capri, but before it was a Kid Capri or Flex, it was Red Alert, Chuck Chill Out, Mr. Magic. The list go down on all the people that paid away for people like me. So,
forget about him, man. Grab Wiz.
Yeah. I mean, it's so many people.
Yeah.
We'd be here all night talking about who from the ones that paid away. But at the end of the day, I got a shout out because I know my man listening, the old school legendary MC Shan. He was chilling with me last night, Hollow Nights, ATL. You know, he came out and showed love, MC Shan. So if you listening, big up to you, brother.
Yeah, MC Shan, that's part of the Cold Chilling Crew, man. You know, so hey,
he came out, he chilled out. You know, he my dude. He came out and he hung out with me yesterday. He chilled out with the whole Drum Squad DJs, Fleet DJs. He was out chilling with us and he was a cool, down to earth individual. And I got some actually while I'm bringing him up, I got a mixtape with him also, an old school mixtape I'm doing with MC Shan, Roxanne Shante, Big Daddy King, a whole bunch of legends in the hip hop game I'm about to do the mixtape. So, you know, we can't forget the legends.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You most definitely can't forget MC Shan, man. I've been trying to catch up with my brother, man. And we had, Master Ace on here a couple of months ago, man. We were talking about Shan and, you know, the Marley beef, you know, because I think they were supposed to go on tour, trying to do a Juice Pool tour again. and I don't know if it ever went through or not. I know Ace was talking about it, but like I said, I don't ever know if it went through, so I hope him and Marley, you know, squashed whatever beef was going on with that. But, yeah, man, them legends, man. If you don't know the Juice careers and Molly Mar and all them other cats that we named off, man, yeah, kill yourself because that's part of hip-hop history, man. Let me ask you a question, man. You know, in light of the death of Chris Lighty, I don't know if you knew him or any, you know, if you knew him, but yeah, he passed away. He was a legendary manager. He had a lot, man. Violator Records. He managed a lot of people, man, and he passed away. What is your thoughts? What are your thoughts on about his passing, man?
Yeah, I didn't know him personally, but my people, my old manager, knew him personally. I my thoughts, and I think it's very sad. He's a good person, and I was speaking to my old manager, Jeffy Snell, that didn't know him. And I mean, personally, like I told a lot of people that know me, I don't believe that he committed suicide. That's my opinion. I believe in some shit behind that. That's just some Butterrock opinion. From the people that knew him, that said how strong he was, and they didn't see that thing that was his character. But just in case he did, my condolences go out to his family. And one thing I know about life, bro. While I'm answering that question, shit could get real bad for a second. And if you don't think for that second, you could ask for some crazy shit. So that could have possibly actually happened. Things could get real, real. And if you don't catch yourself and you're not praying, you're not meditating, anything could happen to you. So that could possibly have had happened to him. You know, shit gets bad and you're like, hell, I'm better off dead or some type of shit. But, you know, all I got to say is my prayers go out to his family because that's a tough situation to deal with, something like that.
Yeah, it was another cat. I can't remember his name at the moment, man, but it was another cat that kind of went out the same way, man. Worked for Def Jam. I cannot remember this brother's name.
Yeah, I know you're talking about. I don't believe that one either. I'm thinking when you're part of, and this is hip-hop we living in, and we all, and I was listening to you before I came on your show, it's politics and this. So once you get in the game, once you get, it's cold you go by. But just like the Masons, brother. Once you know too much shit happens. I mean, it is what it is. I I try to stay away from certain shit, but I know this game is really crazy. And, as you know, do I believe Chris Lighty committed suicide? No, I don't.
Nah.
I don't believe it. That's just my opinion. I'm one person.
Yeah, you know, I'm saying, just trying to get an opinion, man. You know, it's a tragic thing, man. You know, cause, like, man, he was doing his thing, man, and all
I know.
Stuff, you know, it's crazy.
He just landed
the
deal. I mean, how you gonna get? I would ask you the same question, but you know, being you in the room with me, but I'm quite sure we all got our different opinions on that.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it was some foul play involved, too, but, it's a coincidence. I believe the brother's last name was Shakur or something like that, or Shakur, I can't remember his name, man. But, he died under the same circumstances, man. You know, he's part of Def Jam's crew, and you know, my man just offed himself, man. I'm like, what's going on if people are just, you know, I know money times is hard and shit like that, but, I mean, damn, you know.
I know some brothers right now don't got shit. When I say don't got shit, they don't have nothing. They ain't killing themselves. I know some sisters right now that's struggling. I know some people I'm helping out personally that's struggling. And so I don't. No one's killing themselves. And people been. I'm quite sure we all black. We've been through hard times. We've been through gutter, the shit that a lot of people won't even stomach to live the conditions some of us lived in. And he came from that background, so I don't see why hell. He had millionaire friends, though. I don't think money was a factor in that shit. So, you know, the kind of guy he was, girls would fall at his feet, even though he was having a divorce. But that, I don't think, I'm not going to kill myself over a girl. I just think that there's a lot of shit in that. Same thing with the Bombay shit. So,
yeah. Well, we're going to get off of that shit, man. So, we're going to get off of that shit. Where can people find out more information about your Compton tapes, man, and some pieces you got, man?
Yeah, you go to DJButterrock.com, and you can pick up, you know, go check out what I got going on. You want to get any of my free mixtapes, go to coasttocoastmixtapedjs.com, type in my name and search. All my shit come up, and pretty much follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/DJButterRock. And, I my Facebook, DJ Butterrock Mixtapes. Give y'all a little rundown what I got coming this month. Like I said, I got the T.I. project coming out, me and T.I. Grindhouse will take over. I got the Warren G project coming out this month. I got the Kill or Be Kill 100% freestyle mixtape, E&E artists. We got Hellwell, we got Styles P, we got a whole lot of major underground and major artists on that mixtape that comes out September 11th, next Tuesday. Kill or Be Kill. And when I say it's going to be a fire mixtape, it's going to be fire. We got the Tone Trump mixtape dropping this month. You know, if y'all want to see everything I got coming out that I didn't mention today, just go to my Twitter, twitter.com/DJButterRock. My website, djbutterrock.com. And, just Google my damn name. All that shit coming
up. You heard him.
Yo, Reggie, down there, man. He out there in Atlanta, man. Y'all need to hook up, man. Show him what you're doing down there.
Who in Atlanta? Who live here? Who?
I'm RC. I'm out here in Atlanta.
Oh, hey, man, we in shit. Mixtape, write my number down. Mixtape hosting. Anybody want mixtape hosting, parties, whatever, holler at me. 404-552-8731. My number is 404-552-8731. And, I'm a down-to-earth person. You call me, man, you got a small budget, I'll work with you. Just make sure your movement is crazy because, I got a movement out here in Atlanta. And like my man, he said he live in Atlanta. It's all about crews. Whoever you rolling with, everybody clicked up out here. So, long as your movement is heavy, then you can probably be a part of my damn circle and shit. Other than that, you got to be working because I'm looking at seeing people working because I got E&E Entertainment. I'm gonna scream out some artists. Punkafoot, the Panty Girl, my first artist, female artist. We got Knowledge straight from Brooklyn. We got Raw Stashes from Philadelphia. I have a mean team right now that I got on my roster that I'm managing and I'm pushing. But I'm also looking for other artists. If you got what it takes, you want a mixtape DJ like myself that beginning the game 20, 25 years plus, down with 25 DJ crews, we'll talk, y'all. We'll talk. Hit me up, 404-552-8731. I don't want to forget I have my DJButterRock.com launch party comes February the 28th. 2013 is going to be held at the compound, ATL compound. If you're in Atlanta and you don't know about the compound, your ass needs a damn move back out and come back in. So February 28th, ATL compound, DJBoyRock.com launch party, hosted by Miss Slim and the pretty, pretty co-host, Nikki Rich. So that's what we got going on February
28th. Oh, you know my girl Nikki, okay? That's what's up.
I know Nikki Rich, that's real. that's our favorite word, that's real. That's my homegirl right there.
Hey, I just tried to add you, man. But look, you loaded up, man, on your Facebook page, but I sent you a message, so when you get some time, man, add a nigga, man. I'm going to add you,
but I want everybody to follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/DJButterRock. Hey, follow me right now. I'm going to follow you back. I'm on Twitter like fucking every damn minute. Shit.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm going to get you. Hey, Reg, get on that, man. You out that way.
I'm going to follow you on Twitter.
Hey, Reg, you live out here in Atlanta?
Yeah, I'm in Decatur.
Damn, you in Decatur is greater. I know that's right. I get all my CDs pressed about there. Flyer promo. They do my shit.
Okay, yeah, we'll definitely going to hit you up, though.
I see you down with my boy C Knowledge. That's my guy right there, man.
Yeah. I fly up home and do all my shit. What they do? Well, I got three companies I work with, but Decatur location is my shit. I go out to Decatur, and they take care of me. I love Decatur. It's a whole other world in Decatur, I tell you that shit right now.
Boy, you ain't lying. Not lying. That's all I'm going to say. I see Marietta. Look. I prefer Marietta, what that tell you about me?
But
I'm in Decatur right now, so it's all good. It's all good.
Oh, you from Marietta? All right, I got you, baby. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate y'all showing me love, man. You know, having me on the show because at the end of the day, a lot of these stations don't want to interview DJs. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I mean, we playing the damn records. I don't get it.
Right.
The shit has changed, man. The whole industry has changed. It's different now, man. Radio,
radio been fucked up for a long time, but I mean, it's just like, man, you know, they ain't giving the DJ respect, man, and they're part of that, like I say, you know, part of Serato. DJ's a dime a dozen now, man, you know?
Mm. Everybody DJs, mama a DJ. Everybody mama a rapper.
Produce,
I mean, look, check it out. Rappers and MCs that used to rap and rhyme and shit, they DJs now. You know, look at Erykah Badu, man. She DJing now.
I know, everybody do DJs.
She was rapping though.
I gotta look this up today. I ain't know that.
Yeah, she DJ. Erykah Badu DJing now, man. I'm gonna tell you
what fucked my head up, y'all. When I saw MC Light DJing, and then
she
was good though. I like, damn, go ahead, Light. I like, she was rocking that shit.
I won't name drop. I've heard Badu spin. She's good, but like I said, if it wasn't for Serato and she had to actually carry some shit, have somebody carry some shit, and go through them crates and look for your shit and really match beat, she'd be in trouble, you know. But Serato helped that shit, man. You know,
everybody can be good with Serato, man. Because if you really using it right and you really study that shit, I'm gonna be honest with you. Every female I know that used Serato, they master that shit. The girls like using computers. I don't like doing that. I don't like using no damn computer. But if you're a female right now, if you listen to DJ Butter Rock, number one mixtape, damn DJ, if you listen to what I'm trying to tell you, anybody could do it if you're a female. All you got to do is study that shit, the points. Your ass, you be mixing and blending. And if you really study it, that shit that mix itself.
I've only had it for like 2 weeks now, man, and I've just touched it. Barely, you know what I'm saying, because I'm still trying to learn it and everything. But, yeah, it's a monster, man. I mean, it does everything. And then if you get the mixer, the 6.2 mixer with that, you ain't got to touch nothing. All you got to do is just cue it up and blend. That's
click,
it.
Click, click. But you click and it, point and click.
That's
it. Click and with play.
That's all you got to do, y'all. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I got no control when it's doing my job.
No.
I want to have control when I'm DJing.
Oh, yeah,
how can I
forget?
If y'all like reggae music, I got my new mixtape out right now, Reggae Tone 101. Download that motherfucker right now. It's right if you want to shake your ass. It's on my Twitter right now.
Reggae Tone 101.
Right,
go download that shit. Yeah, I'm going to have to check that out. But, nah, man, we're going to slide out, man. I got some music, man. Man, get ass with a CD, man. I throw it on the show, man. Play some snippets and shit, and we can go from there, man.
I damn sure we do that, man. My PR must send y'all the music, but what I'm gonna do? Y'all hit me on Twitter right, and I'll email link all my shit.
Yeah. Hold on before you slide out. We got some callers, man. Hold on. 1 second. Let me click them in.
Hello.
I'm gonna definitely hit you up on Twitter.
What's who this? Who's calling? Huh? Hello?
Hey, my name is Antoine.
Hey.
I thought about it. Hey.
Your phone's
tripping,
man.
What's wrong with your phone?
No, wrong with my phone. What's wrong with your phone?
Uh-oh.
Antoine, how do we help you?
I'm like, hold up.
We got cat smoking, man. Who knows?
Don't forget, I got a lot of haters too. So they might be calling, trying to fuck up, sabotage my interview. I got haters from hell.
That's horrible.
Hang that motherfucker up.
Yeah, they gone already. Man. They gone. But look, man, we gonna slide out, man. I'm gonna get into some of this new music by DMX, man. And dudes, you are more than welcome to call this show any motherfucking time you feel like it. If you smoking some shit, call, trip out with us, hang out, man.
I'm gonna tell you right now, y'all some most the realest person that ever interviewed me. Everybody else was on some other shit. You could be yourself. I like this, man. I really appreciate y'all. I'm gonna support y'all and just keep me in y'all prayers, man, and keep supporting me, man. I really appreciate y'all.
You sure will.
I got your math. I hope Red got it. Red, if you ain't got it, I'll pass it over to you. Like I said, y'all both down that way. I'm in Chicago. But, man, do what you do, man. I'm going to check out some of your tapes, man. I'm going to hit up your Twitter, and I'm going to add you. Don't forget me on Facebook, Brock Gunny Sampson, man. I hit you up. Add me when you get a chance. Cut some of them niggas off on your Facebook page, man, and add me. And,
Hey, I'm about to do that, but make sure you follow me on Twitter. I'm on this bitch 24/7 out these motherfuckers.
Yeah,
no doubt,
we are talking on Twitter now.
I know he on here. I know he see me.
Hold on, let me go on Twitter right now and see. Hold on, see it. Hey,
No, you don't see me yet. I ain't sent it.
Y'all crazy.
Boy, it's been a blessing. It's been wonderful.
Yes, before sir, I go, yes, I'm gonna shout out to my team before I go. With E&E Entertainment, stand the fuck up. Rob Stash is out there in Philly, my new artist. Punker for the Penny Girl, my big artist, my big homie, my little brother. Knowledge, stand up, baby. My PR, Miss Slam, I love y'all. And I'm out of here. DJ Butter Rock, number one mixtape DJ. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/DJButterRock. Visit my website, it's starstuddeddjbutterrock.com. Read my bio, see what the fuck I'm about. Come fuck with your boy, 404-552-8731. I'm out of here, y'all. Love y'all.
Hey, one peace. Thanks for coming, man.
Thank you for having me.
Come back.
Okay. All right, this is your man, Brock Gunny, man. Man, we just had my man DJ Butter Rock on here, man. I hope y'all got that information. Red, I got that information for you if you didn't get it. Don't forget to add me, brother, man. Add me on Facebook, man. Drop some of them niggas on there and add me. Man, let me see who this is calling on this joint right quick, man. Hopefully the phone is working right. Nigeria Radio, who's calling? Nigeria Radio, who's calling? I'm hanging up on your ass. All right, well, goodbye.
Damn, they must have the same phone service.
Well, I don't know, man. They got a StarTech or something going on, man.
You ain't got enough minutes?
But anyway, as I said earlier, I got some new DMX on here, man. I ain't going to tell you where I got it, but it's from my usual source. And like I said, I always say support, man. Like I say, if it's good music, man, support it. DMX been having some hard times, man. I took a couple of joints off of here. I haven't listened to it yet. I just snatched some shit off of here, uploaded it, man, so y'all can hear it. You hearing it here first, Nigel here, Radio Wednesday. You know, it's your boy Brock Gunny, a.k.a. Logical One. Man, I'm going to let y'all hear this first little joint, man. DMX, Sucker for Love, man. So, I ain't listened to it, so this is my first time, too, so... So look, if it sucks, it ain't my fault. Man, this is one of them smash in the trash at nights, man. So here we go, DMX, Sucker for Love.
Love me like you do, 'cause I know what you do. Love me like you do, 'cause I know what you do. Doing me like you do.
Go fuck with the kids.
'Cause I know what you do.
I ain't got time to be playing games. What's up?
'Cause I know what you do.
I'm gonna suck for love, so if you come down here to me, you know, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Nice bitch, like a song, it's just the end of the day. But I ain't never been nothing but a nut. I ain't never been a sucker for love, so if you come down here to me, you know, I don't give a fuck.
Niggas do run up in a bitch. Fuck a well, then a bitch you call them bitches. Within a week or two, I'm fucking all them bitches. The nigga got a fall back, he's sick of reaver. So he suck a mean dick, but in the morning I gotta leave her. Wasn't trying to deceive her, I just wanted my dick sucked. She cute as a motherfucker, and she got a big butt. Now I'm like, what do I do from here? 'Cause she acting like she ain't trying to go nowhere.
Like, what's up? Remember me? I was that kid. It was you, her, and me. We just did what we did. How you expect me to respect you when I knew at least five of the niggas that you gave sex to? I ain't never been a sucker, so if you think so, you can What's my name? Bitch, what's my name? You know what the fuck it is? I'm a real nigga that don't handle his. I ain't never been a sucker for love. So it's yeah. Come down to you or me, you know. I don't give a fuck. The next bitch like a sob. At the end of the day, you ain't never been nothing but a love. I ain't never been a sucker for love. So it's come down to you or me, you know. I don't give a fuck. Come on, cars outside, hotels of the block, jump in the ride. You and me for the rest of the night. It's all good, click,
turn off the lights.
Bang it up like that, girl.
Okay, we back. And hold on, let me get Red up in here.
I'm here.
Yeah, we had a little dead air for a second there, man. I don't know. Some of my music selections ain't working. I don't know what's going on, but oh well, it is what it is.
Well, it says one of them days.
Man, look. I ain't even tripping, man. So anyway, yeah, we back on the scene, and we just had my man DJ Butterrock on there, man. That's a smooth dude, man. He what's going on, man? He's what's up, man. We have some prank callers. If y'all call him back, man, call and speak up, man. Quick thing. Okay, so I'm on, you know, Facebook relatively a lot. You know, I do have a life, but I do read some shit. And I was on Facebook today, and, you know, I'm out of Chicago. As you know, Chicago has a problem going on where we're having a lot of, a lot of deaths going on and people shooting each other and so forth. And, you know, a lot of the kids are killing each other, man. But anyway, to make a long story short, a young brother, a young MC, 16 years old, by the name of Lil Jojo or Jojo, Southside Click Crew, Brick City Mob or whatever, Brick City Brothers over there, on Southside. I don't know the exact crew he's with. I know it's Brick City something. But anyway, to make a long story short, the brother was killed yesterday evening. And 16 years old, they shot him. Well, allegedly, it was due to a beef with himself and another Chicago artist, Chief Keef. For those that don't know, Chief Keef is another young Chicago MC out of here. He has him, Kanye, and somebody else. They got a remix of I Don't Like. That's the name of the song, I Don't Like. But anyway, the young brother, Lil Jojo. I'm tired of niggas with these Lil in their name, too, but that's neither here nor there. Anyway, the brother was killed last night by one of, allegedly, by some faction of Chief Keef's crew. He had an ongoing beef with their crew. And, allegedly he was shot by somebody out of their crew. Okay? Now, what I'm getting at is, why?
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay, you both have aspiring careers. You both out here trying to get paid. I understand beef. Beef is part of hip-hop. It always has been. MC Shan, KRS-One. LL, MC Shan. LL, Kumo D. Kumo D, LL Cannabis. You know, Common, Drake. Battle and Wax.
Jay-Z.
Keep, you know, Nas, Jay-Z. Keep the shit on wax.
Right.
Show, throw your darts. That's what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be sitting out here throwing your darts, man, showing that you got skill, man. These two cats, man, for whatever reason, man, the shit went overboard, it spilled over, and gunplay got involved. So a young brother, 16, gone. Life expired over bullshit. And I understand, you know, you trying to keep up the imagery and shit. Tupac, Biggie, that was some unnecessary shit. Rest in peace, both of them. But it was unnecessary. But there comes a time, man, you looking like idiots, man. And I mean this from the heart, man. I had beef with niggas too, man. But I ain't going to never kill a motherfucker, man. If I don't have to. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to never take the gun and pow and kill him. It's got to be a life or death situation. Meaning, like, my life is in jeopardy. Meaning that I'm going to possibly die from whatever circumstances that are going on between me and whoever. Now, is that something that I want? No. Is that something that can be avoided? Yes. But at the same time, man, you young niggas, man, don't have no respect for life, man. And basically, and I say nigga a lot too. I mean, I'm sorry if some of y'all like it, some of y'all don't. Nigga. Get over it. But what I'm trying to say is what you're doing is you're causing self-genocide. If you're going to do some stupid shit, fight. And by mean fight, use your hands. You know what I'm saying? Throw a couple of jabs and elbows and stuff like that. Put the fucking guns up. Because all you doing is putting yourself in the system, putting yourself in jail for what? It's a lot of cats that went to jail over this summer over foolishness, over a female, over drugs, over turf. And I say turf, I don't mean turf, over city blocks that you don't own. You don't own man city block, and you killing each other over bullshit, and all you doing is making the racist on that side happy. So that's all you doing is we killing each other, and they clapping their hands, and you're doing their job for us.
That's how
they're doing
it.
You're doing the job for them, you know what I'm saying? And, I sat over here, and I read Hip Hop DX, and my man, Chief Keef, I think he's about 17 or 18. He still has a life. He's got a long way to go. And I hope he has a career, you know, or a plan set after the rap shit is done. But, I mean, and truth be told, and I ain't trying to be funny on this note, man. Truth be told, my man got up on Twitter and was laughing about the fact that this youngster was killed. You know what I'm saying? He was, like, laughing about it. And, you know, he even called out Lupe Fiasco. And, you know, Lupe was on a couple of weeks, and he was, you know, basically speaking about, you know, the rap scene as it is as a whole, you know, with these young cats that are coming out, the Generation Next that are coming out on the scene. And it's like their attitude is like, I don't give a damn. Well, okay, you don't give a damn, that's fine, but I give a damn, nigga. I want to live. I don't want you shooting at me over some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And, again, needless to say, Chief Keef got up on there and he said, fuck Lupe, and when he see Lupe, he gonna smack the shit out of him. Now, this is allegedly what he said. After Lupe responded to him on Twitter, he basically tried to, you know, and he wasn't ignorant about it either. If you get a chance, hiphopdx.com, go check it out, the post is up there. You know, he tried to get at Lupe on Twitter, Chief Keef on Twitter. And, you know, try to, you know, talk to the young man, you know, with some sense. And, of course, the old my Twitter account got hacked, came up, you know. Now, I mean, that trick is getting old now. Like, man, if y'all coming out, you know, and I'm going to say allegedly. Allegedly he wrote it, allegedly, whatever the case, his account got hacked is what he's saying. And, you know, I'm in the frame of mind of just like, man, you know, Twitter is a fucking beast. You know, every time these cats say something, that you know, it's always, oh, my account got hacked. No, nigga, stand up behind your shit. If you said the shit, you said the shit. Be a man and back your shit. Even though it's ignorant as fuck, even though it's ignorant, be a man and stand behind your shit. You know what I'm saying? Now, if what I'm hearing is true, the streets is talking and everything, if what I'm hearing is true, and if he really did allegedly do that, I'm putting it out here, and I'm not, you know, I'm not, you
go sit there like, yeah, this is what's up. Yeah, Real, what's going on with your phone? Did you fall down the stairs? What happened? What's going on?
Oh, boy, I'm sorry.
I think that they got NyQuil, man.
Like, the phone just, I mean, damn, what's going on? The streets are talking, and if what's going on is true, Chief, Keith, whatever, watch your back, man. That's all I'm going to say, man, because if you sat up there on Twitter and you laughed at this cat, man, watch your back, because it's not going to be pretty, man. This is not going to go away, man. You kind of violated, man, and you about to get violated, dude. So I hope for your sake, man, you make some apologies and talk to the right people. Because it ain't getting good for you, man.
Person that hacked your Twitter account will go back and apologize.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Because he sure got up on there and was like, yeah, my Twitter account was hacked, man. I'm just like, dude, what's... Y'all need to stop, man. Either y'all need to close your Twitter account or what, man. Because this is getting unruly, man. Y'all look like idiots right about now. So it is what it is. But, yeah, that's what's going on in Chicago right now. And, man, it is what it is. But, anyway, I'm going to try to get into some new music. And hopefully Blog Talk Radio is working right. I'm gonna hit you with some weird shit for the time being. And I'm hopefully Red will get that phone together. And that motherfucker. Look, get a new cord, nigga. It's something. Damn. Put that prime co up in something. Yeah, but no, we gonna we gonna